With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes, in for Antonio Gonzalez. The Albuquerque School District has severed ties with a teacher accused of cutting a Native student's hair and calling another an offensive term. KOAT-TV reports district officials don't say whether the teacher resigned or was fired. The teacher was on administrative leave from Cibola High School after the two students complained. The district said the incidents were part of a Halloween stunt connected to a lesson. A police expert testified that the stun gun used on a mentally ill Lakota man in Omaha did not function properly. The testimony is part of the second week of a felony assault charge against police officer Scotty Payne, who pulled the stun gun trigger 12 times. Zachary Bareheels died after the incident. An autopsy lists his cause of death as excited delirium. Omaha officer Dave Staskovitz told jurors the stun gun's prongs came loose, and so the electrical charge failed for 11 of the 12 trigger pulls. The recent oral arguments in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in Carpenter v. Murphy prompted questions from justices over the potential logistical consequences of establishing traditional tribal boundaries in Oklahoma. Isaac Kestenbaum is following the case and reports the questions are not necessarily an indication of the justices' leanings.
There are 1.8 million people living in this area. And now if we say, really, this land belongs to the tribe, what happens to all those people?
That's Justice Stephen Breyer in Supreme Court.
Imagine you are a small businessman in Tulsa, and suddenly our court decision, and all they know is they're part of the reservation.
There were several questions like this from other justices as well.
Some of the justices asking these questions about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to white people in Tulsa, are really misplaced.
And that's Sarah Deer, a citizen of the Muscogee Creek Nation of Oklahoma. She was at the Supreme Court for the arguments. Deer's also a lawyer and an Indian law expert.
The impact, I think, certainly can be considered by the court, but there's a law at stake here first that has to be enforced regardless of potential outcomes.
In Deer's analysis, the land was never ceded back when Oklahoma became a state, so it remains a reservation. This case actually starts in 1999 with Patrick Murphy's murder conviction. But it's not about guilt or innocence. It's about whether the land on which the murder happened is a reservation. If it is, then the state of Oklahoma wouldn't have had the authority to prosecute. It'd be a federal crime. Even though much of the questioning focused on this case's potential impact on law enforcement and taxation on reservation land, Deer cautions against reading too much into this.
It is hard to predict an outcome based on the oral arguments themselves. Sometimes judges are asking questions that may not end up impacting the way that they actually decide the case.
For both sides, though, the stakes are high. In closing arguments, Oklahoma's attorney talked about the, quote, earth-shattering consequences of reopening over 2,000 criminal cases. For Deer, there's also a lot to lose.
And so this is a pretty existential argument and a potential for an existential attack on our tribal nation.
For National Native News, I'm Isaac Kestenbaum.
Northern Cheyenne residents in Montana are headed back to the polls following the resignations of their two top tribal executives. Tribal President Lawrence Jace Kilsback resigned in October, citing obstruction from the legislative branch of the tribal government. Kilsback won re-election earlier this year after getting removed from his office twice before by the tribal council. Vice President Conrad Fisher announced his resignation in August, citing health reasons, among other things. At least eight candidates have announced they will seek the president's position in the primary election December 11th. With National Native News, I'm Art Hughes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at aarp.org.
Support by New Mexico Community Capital, helping make the impossible possible with tools for success for emerging Native American enterprises, including micro-lending available for early-stage Native-owned businesses. Information at neirprogram.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.